Thank you for letting us be a part of your day. Regardless of the changes that are occurring in the world around us, one thing that will never change is the powerful promises of God's Word. I want you to be encouraged as you listen to this message today.
The message today is about a Jewish mother who lived with her family. They were slaves in Egypt, and they had been slaves all of their life. You would think that out of this despicable and depressing environment, nothing good could happen. Pharaoh had ordered that all Jewish male children be drowned in an effort to exterminate the Jews. Many Christians don't stop to think about the ramifications of that order. If one generation of male Jewish children were drowned, there would be no one for Jewish daughters to marry other than Egyptian men. Therefore, in one generation, Judaism would be wiped off the face of the earth by assimilation. The result? There would not have been a Bible written because every word was written by Jewish hands. There would be no Old Testament prophets. There would be no Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There would be no first family of Christianity, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. There would not have been redemption at the cross. I'm saying in the simplest of terms that the history of the world was riding on the shoulders of a Jewish mother, Jochebed, and her baby named Moses. She did not drown her child as the state had commanded her to do. When she could no longer hide him, she made an ark of bulrushes and lovingly wove the reeds into a basket with pitch. She took him to the river's bank, and with faith in God and tears dripping off her face, she placed baby Moses in the reeds and in the arms of God to change the destiny of the world. Exodus records that story in the second chapter, verse 5 through 10. The Bible reads, "And then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.' Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter," listen to this question, one of the most brilliant questions any woman in the history of the world has ever asked, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. That would be Jochebed. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. And I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew. And she brought him to Pharaoh's house, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, quote, "Because I drew him out of the water." That is one of the most remarkable stories in the entirety of God's Word. Mothers are an endangered species in America. Recent Harris polls of young mothers are saying this, that young mothers don't want to have babies because of the adversity of the time. World conditions are full of uncertainty. We have the coronavirus. There's violence in the streets. There's an abortion available for me. There are careers that are much preferable to having a child. The current belief is this, that a good environment and good times assure a great life. Let me assure you that the Bible testifies exactly to the opposite. Adam and Eve were in paradise when they fell. They were in a perfect world, and they had a life that ended in tragedy. Lot's wife went to hell holding the hand of an angel. Think about that. They were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, and she turned and became a pillar of salt. Ananias and Sapphira were stricken dead in church. A great environment guarantees exactly nothing. Abraham Lincoln attended a log schoolhouse, By today's standard, it was a poor, pathetic, needing federal funding situation. Yet Abraham Lincoln became, according to historians, the greatest president in the history of the United States of America. His favorite textbook while in school, the Bible. His favorite textbook when he was a president, the Bible. The greatest president in the United States went to a log cabin school. Today, we have air-conditioned schools turning out students who can't read, who can't write, who are functionally illiterate, but they have mastered the art of social revolution. This is insanity. We are producing a generation of drug-addicted, sexual diseases, gangs ruling the streets with anarchy, restrooms with his, hers, and who's next. Each month, 1,000 public school teachers sustain injuries inflicted by their students, serious enough to require medical attention. Yet, the Supreme Court says the Bibles are the real threat to our students. Throw them out before the moral influence on our children happens. A graduating senior in New Orleans had her valedictorian dress censored because she quoted words from Jesus Christ. A child was forbidden to read her Bible on the school bus because they were preserving the separation of church and state. Thanks to the ACLU, an organization that was begun by communists, at Christmas your children cannot sing, "O Come, Let Us Adore Him," but they can sing "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer." We fail to teach our children literature, science and history, and civics. We can't maintain order and discipline, but hallelujah, we know how to protect our kids from God. And that has been a fact for the last 40 years in the United States of America. We have a nation that's in chaos. The Bible says all nations that forget God are turned into hell. We have kicked God out of our schools, out of our homes, out of most of our churches. The Bible preaching has been abandoned for a feel-good, hot tub Christianity that prevails over nothing. Mothers of America, you're the ones who can stop this because you are the teachers in the first school that your children will attend. Your God will be their God. Your speech will be their speech. Your attitude will be their attitude. Your work ethic will be their work ethic. You're shaping the destiny of America. We can take this nation back one child at a time when the righteous mothers of this nation determine to rear their children by this book because it is the living truth. Listen to me, the Church of Jesus Christ is at war with secular humanism and socialism. And to the victor goes the prize of our children and our grandchildren. Believe me, that's what the fight is about, our children. Secular humanists say there's no absolute right and there's no absolute wrong. They want to brainwash your child. That secular humanists teach that as parents, you have no authority over your child. They're taught that in education now, that there is no God. Patriotism is belittled, and the ownership of private property is under threat. They're creating little servile citizens for the New World Order. The Bible proves that godly mothers can overcome any adversity. Godly mothers can overcome any hostile environment. Godly mothers produce a confident child that can rise above adversity and become a smashing success in the worst of times. A godly mother can do that. Consider Jochebed, the mother of Moses. Consider the world conditions when her son was born. Abortion on demand, you think that's a problem. Pharaoh's demanding that all male children be killed. He ordered midwives to report the birth of every child, for them to be drowned in the Nile River. That's a hostile environment. The birth of every child is living proof that God is not yet weary with mankind. David wrote, "Children are the heritage of the Lord. Blessed is the man that has his quiver full." That's certainly not the attitude and thinking of our generation. Secular humanists and feminists are now saying, God wouldn't want a baby born in a world that's this corrupt and chaotic. Read my lips. That's absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Moses was born by the will of God at a specific place, on a specific time, surrounded by the greatest crisis happening on planet Earth. When Jesus of Nazareth was born, Herod's policy was kill the children. In America, the God of self has become the Lord of all. His decree, kill the children, rather than interrupt the career of the woman, or disfigure her beautiful body, or to prevent my fornication from being exposed. We are killing 4,000 innocent babies every day in the United States of America. Listen to me. The coronavirus will never get close to killing that many Americans that the abortion mills have already killed to the applause of the progressives. Think about that. The parents of Moses, Jochebed, and Aaron were slaves. But better to be with Moses in the bulrushes by the will of God than with Pharaoh in the palace. Better to be in the manger with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph than in Herod's palace. What about Herod and Pharaoh? Pharaoh drowned in the sea. God turned him to fish food. In a New York minute, his bloated body draped with seaweed, his sightless eyes bulging in terror. He could not stop a baby named Moses. Herod was eaten with worms while he sat on the throne. Those two men came to a horrible death because they defied the law of God in birthing children. Historically, every nation that has killed its children has collapsed. So mother, quit worrying about the times and the circumstance. The God of Jochebed and the God of the Virgin Mary is your God. And the Bible says in this text, nothing is impossible with God and to those who believe. Nothing is impossible. Once you begin to believe that, it will transform your mind, your emotions, and your life. Don't raise your children in fear of the future, in fear of another person, in fear of another situation. God has not given us the spirit of fear. The two words that Jesus used most in his ministry were fear not. Do not fear life, death, or the future. Do not fear the unknown. I'll send my angels before you to be your advance, and I'll send my angels behind you to be your rear guard. You have an angelic escort. God says, I am the living God. I am the God who knows the future. I am the God who controls the future. Fear not. I hold your tomorrows in the palms of my hand. My angels are guarding you day and night. 1,000 may fall at your right hand and 10,000 fall at your left hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. That's a verse you can depend on. I am the Lord, and there is none like me. And I assure you, that's the Bible truth. Mothers of America, stop shaking with fear. Stop speaking fear around your children. Stop thinking fear that will control your life. Take your precious children in your arms and say, baby, God is with us and everything is going to be all right. He's the God of awesome power. A God that can breathe into a handful of dirt and man becomes a living soul. That's power. A child has unlimited possibilities. A child has unlimited potential. His or her potential is the wage of the mother. Exodus 2:9, Pharaoh's daughter said, take this child and I will give you your wages. Jochebed's wage was not Egyptian gold. It was placing her son's principles of truth, character, integrity, fortitude that shook the world. Payday came. when from the backside of the desert, Moses walked into the palace, into the throne room of Pharaoh, and he shouted, "Let my people go!" And 430 years of slavery began to end. The plagues came. The death angel swept through Egypt and killed the firstborn in every family where there was not lamb's blood over the door. In front of that row of the children of Israel, as they start marching out of Egypt toward the promised land, in the front row of that 1.5 million people was a Jewish mother, Jochebed, saying, "That's my son, Moses, that's my boy. That's the boy I hid in the bulrushes. That's the boy that God is using now to lead us to the promised land." God did pay that mother her wages. And I'm saying to every mother here, God will pay you your wages. Lead your child in the path of righteousness, and it will bring you joy. Let your child run amok without spiritual discipline and guidance, and he will break your heart. That's God's promise. A child left to himself, Proverbs says, will bring his father and mother shame. I want you to look at the Bible's birthday announcement of Moses. How plain and how simple and how unimaginative it absolutely is. Look at Exodus 2, 1 and 2. Quote, "There went out a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, and the woman conceived a babe, a son." That's it. This is the Bible's plain birth announcement of Moses, who was the king of Israel according to Deuteronomy 33. He wrote 5 books of the Bible. He was the father of the independence of the nation of Israel. He was a historian. He was a poet. He was a prophet. He was the author of the Ten Commandments. While he was on Mount Sinai, he talked with God, and God let him see the hinder parts, because no man can look upon God and live. Think about that. His name is a household word 6,000 years later without global television. He's still known all over the earth as one of the 2 greatest men who ever lived. Hollywood is still making movies about his life. And what did his birth announcement say? "There went out a man of the tribe of Levi who took a wife, and the woman conceived a babe, a son." You talk about plain, that's really plain. In closing, mothers of America, we do live in desperate times, but this is not a time for desperate times to control you or control your family. God and a good woman can overcome the insanity of a society, overcome the fears of uncertainty. God and a good woman can produce children who can conquer the world. Mother, the time will come when you have to let your son or your daughter go. And what will your wages be? Your wages are going to be the truth, the honesty, the work ethic, the integrity, the faith in God that you plant in their lives while they're in your home. That makes your child a world changer. I want to pray now for the mothers who are watching this telecast, because I assure you, America desperately needs you right now to take those children that God has given to you and give them righteous and godly leadership that will produce in them the character traits that will make America a great nation. But more than that, make them children and servants of the living God. Can we pray together? Father God, look down from the balconies of heaven today and pour out your love, pour out your peace, pour out your divine favor and amazing grace to every mother that's listening to this telecast. Some are lonely. I ask you, Father, to be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Some are sick in body. I ask, Lord, that you are their great physician. Some are brokenhearted. Let the God of heaven be the Prince of Peace. Some have lost their way, but you are the great shepherd of the 23rd Psalm that knows the way. God of heaven, lift up, encourage, give joy unspeakable to the mothers of America, and their lives will be trophies of your grace, and their children will be world changers for their generation in the cause of righteousness. We ask these things in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our friends and partners across America for all that you do in so many ways to make it possible for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to this nation and to the nations of the world. I love you. Thank you.
Looking for more content to help you in your daily walk? Listen to our podcast or subscribe to Hagee Ministries on YouTube.
Dad, you and I were having a conversation in which you mentioned something that I seldom hear you say, because this is 62 years of full-time ministry for you, and many of those years have been very invested in study of the Word of God. But you said that you came across a verse, you just hadn't taken it to heart like you did today.
I was reading the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 17. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord who teaches you to profit. That word prophet is P-R-O-F-I-T.
Not prophet, like prophesy.
Not like a prophet preaching. A prophet, financial prophet.
To gain income.
To gain income. A teacher is someone who shows you how. A teacher is someone who shows you when you don't know what to do, how to do. The Lord says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And when you give, God will be your teacher and show you the answer to make your business show a profit. That's what Isaiah 48 is saying. And I know that there are many businessmen who are watching this telecast right now, and you have a lot of financial problems you're trying to work out, and you're wondering how long this social distancing and this national lockdown is going to take place. And I will tell you this, that there is a God in heaven who's greater than the national lockdown. And when you become a participant in the economy of God, and I want you to hear that phrase, the economy of God does not function through Washington. The economy of God functions from heaven. And when you have God as your teacher to show you how to make your business prosperous, you will prosper when other people fail. I can tell you from 62 years, the building of four churches, the building of the school, the building of the orphanage, when people, every one of those projects, people said, you absolutely can't do that now. The economy will not tolerate it. Well, we did it. Because there's no limitation to what God can do for the righteous when they're being obedient to the purposes of God. And the thing that we're doing are the purposes of God, stated and specified in the Scripture. I would like for you to go to the phones and make a contribution to help feed someone who needs to be fed, to help someone hold their lives together just a few more days, until hopefully this madness can end. Because if Americans will take care of Americans, America will survive. But if we get divided and shattered, our future is certainly going to be bleak. Why can't it start with a church, where the church is rallying together to hold the people together by sharing one with the other all that you have, so that all of us can have something in this time of need.
I want to tell you again how thankful we are for each and every one of you who have assisted us during this time. But I also want to remind those of you who are watching that there are four ways that you can give. God bless you as you sow seed today and indeed engage in the economy of God, where blessings and prosperity and abundance come from.
I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our friends and partners across America for all that you do in so many ways to make it possible for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to this nation and to the nations of the world. I love you. Thank you.
And now, Pastors John and Matt Hagee.
The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Is your earthly physician giving you the worst case scenario, telling you that there is no hope? We serve an all-sufficient God, the God of all hope. There is no limit to what He can do in your life once you turn it to Him.
Whatever you are in need of today, our God is able. All you have to do is ask in faith, believing, and it will be done. Expect it. Now, Pastor Hagee comes with a special blessing for you and your family.
And now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you His peace. I pray you will have a hunger for the daily bread of God, for it is life. It is the source of faith. It is the foundation of peace. It is the foundation of love that flows from the very throne of God that will bring to you the wonderful life God has destined for His children. Feast on that word and be blessed. May you hold on to God's word for your miracle and for the ones you love. Be filled with God's Spirit, and your life will be a thing of absolute joy. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Amen and amen.